I'm speaking with Charlie O'Brien, who is Senior Vice President and Ag Sector Lead for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. And we're going to be chatting a little bit about why we shouldn't necessarily panic about lower farm equipment sales this year. First of all, Charlie, tell me what the latest figures are as far as farm equipment sales this year.
Yeah, the equipment, actually, we just had our September numbers come out, and the biggest decreases we're seeing in the larger equipment, kind of the production tractors, if you will, 100 horsepower and above, they're down 8.6%. Four-wheel drive tractors are down 15%, and combines are down 17%. So those are the areas that we're seeing decreases. Some of the areas where we're seeing, you know, positive signs are with the smaller horsepower tractors under 40 horsepower. They're up 8.7%, and the horsepower at 40 to 100 horsepower, they're up 7%. So the smaller tractors are continue to move. A lot of them are in the sundowner farmers. There are a lot of those smaller tractors are going into, plus the dairy sector. Certainly the dairy sector with the price of milk has been doing very well, actually.
Okay, so Charlie, what are some of the reasons why you think that there isn't any reason to panic with these lower farm equipment sales this year?
Well, I think, first of all, Cindy, I think it's certainly a business that has sound fundamentals in it. So we know that we're in the business of feeding and harvesting food and need equipment to do that. But I think that even though the numbers for this year are down, we're still going to have a very good year. We're probably going to be one of the top 10 years that we've had from an equipment sales perspective. We're coming off years of very good equipment sales, and as a result of that, you know, we do have certain things in the marketplace that have an impact on our sales. One being the good crop year that we're having. So we're having very good crops. As a result of that, our stocks are up, and as a result of that, driving the commodity prices down. So whenever we see the commodity prices going down, we'll see a little bit of an impact on the equipment sales. But the reality is we continue to need the technology that our equipment offers, and we continue to need to be able to continue to increase our productivity. And as a result of that, we continue to expect to see some strong equipment sales as we go forward. We'll see a little dip. You know, agriculture's always been a volatile marketplace, but we'll certainly get through this, and we'll probably get through it quicker than a lot of markets would.
Well, also, we see brand new equipment coming out every year, and especially precision equipment and equipment that has to do with management of data, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the volumes of data that are coming out of the in today's generation of equipment are phenomenal, and it'll continue to go that way. And the data that's coming off the equipment will get better, and also will be used more for decision making. So I think the innovations that are coming through these days, a lot of it has to do with data and data management and the utilization of the data that's coming off the equipment. So this innovation, I mean, it's a new dawn from an innovation perspective, and it's all around the technologies that are part of the machines as they're coming out the line now.
What about the Section 179 deduction and bonus depreciation that we're looking for, some action on by Congress before the end of the year? What do you think is going to happen with that?
I think, you know, everybody seems to be still very optimistic that that will come back into play, and a lot of people are optimistic it come back into play as it was last year. Some people are saying it would be retroactive as well. The only thing about being retroactive, you know, it doesn't really help purchasing for the last several months. So it really depends on where we're at the end of the year and what that means. You know, December is always a big equipment buying month as people are trying to manage their taxes. But I think that, you know, there's certainly optimism around that, and that certainly did stimulate, certainly the purchase of capital goods and equipment. So I think there's optimism around that. I think the other thing, Cindy, is that we're looking at is that there's continues to be, from a farmer perspective, because of the last several years that we've had of good commodity prices, that the balance sheets continue to be in pretty good shape. And so with the low debt ratios, debt to equity ratios, and debt to income ratios, you know, there is opportunities there for farmers to, in fact, invest in their business, continue to invest in their business through the purchase of equipment with the innovations as we've just been talking about.
But as we look at the way we are, the way the business is today in agriculture, really that that efficiency is so important. That's why we keep making these bigger and bigger planters and combines. So it seems like you said, this may be just cyclical. If they turn around and they can't get things harvested in a timely fashion or can't get them planted in a timely fashion, they're going to turn back to these larger machineries.
Oh, I think you're right, Cindy. I think we have to have, continue to have those innovations. I think the equipment, has to be continue to be able to efficiently cover the field as quickly as we can. The harvest window that we've got is fairly small, and you've got, the equipment that has to cover the land in a small, couple-week period of time during the harvest when the production is exactly right to do the harvesting. So I think the equipment that's there can cover the ground pretty quickly. So I think those trends certainly will continue for us to have that sort of equipment to be able to do, getting the planting at the right time. And, a lot of the planting is dependent on the right weather, but you have to get it in at the right time and get it harvested at the right time as well. And there's a dependency, certainly a dependency on the weather at the end of the day. So regardless of the equipment and the innovation, you still have the weather that is always out there.
As far as your members are concerned, Charlie, are you seeing concern among companies? Like, for instance, the layoffs that we saw at John Deere earlier in a month or so ago. Do you expect them to react in ways like that, or are they going to ride this out?
Well, I think they're reacting to what's taking place in the marketplace. So if you see some of the numbers as we've seen them, where you've got certainly combines down 17%. So, that's a drop here in the short term. And I think what has to happen is that because of what's happened over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of equipment that has moved. A lot of farmers have been trading their equipment every year. And so there's a fair amount of used equipment in the lots now that has to be flushed through the system as well. So from a manufacturer's perspective, they're looking at it from both a short-term and a long-term perspective. So in the short term, if we see a dip in demand, they have to adjust to that. So there's what you're seeing with some of the companies. You're seeing a adjustment in their capacity and what they're doing and reducing their output here for a period of time until the everything gets flushed through the system and we see the commodity prices come back. So I don't think it's unusual. I think the companies react probably quicker than what they used to, and they're also able to react quicker on the upside as well.
All right. Thanks very much, Charlie O'Brien with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.